The administration of Governor Mike Dunleavy has sent an email to all state employees telling them that with 2 weeks down so far in the special session and no budget bill agreed upon, pink slips may be sent out starting June 14th. The Senate is not set to meet outside of technical sessions until Monday, June 3rd. The House will not meet until Wednesday, June 5th. Juneau Senator Jesse Keel says the delay could cause those pink slips to fly, and it boils down to a question of the PFD.
I think the most unfortunate decision this special session was not to have a regular floor session until next week. That guarantees that thousands of state employees are going to get pink slips, even though all the decisions about the operating budget were really made a couple of weeks ago and were just locked up on the permanent fund dividend question.
And Keel elaborated on the PFD issue.
I do think that the issue that has us locked up is over the size of the permanent fund dividend and whether we're going to draw an unsustainable amount out of state coffers to pay out a $3,000 check.
Keel also says there is a rift among senators about the PFD amount.
Right now, as I understand it, there's sort of a 7-7-6 split in the Senate, and negotiations are ongoing before the folks in the House can even negotiate with us.
Kenai Senator Pete Michiki says he is frustrated by the length of the session so far.
I'm frustrated. I, being a member of the Senate who was organized, you know, long before the session started and hit the ground running, we're frustrated that it's taken so long to get to this point. I'm a believer in a 90-day session, and at worst, maybe a few days after that to iron things out at the end.
And Michiki says the budget will have to get passed, but possibly without a PFD in it.
I think what you're going to see next week, since the House will not accept a PFD in the budget, is we're going to have to find another way to get the budget passed. It's unfortunately unavoidable about the pink slips because of that disagreement, but I would hope that we get this ironed out. Like I said, the crime bill is done, but we hope the budget, PFD and the capital budget is ironed out and passed at the beginning of next week.
Senator Bill Wielichowski says he doesn't understand the holdup in forward movement.
It's extremely frustrating and disappointing. We should be there. We should be. I don't know why they don't just put bills on the floor and start voting on them. I don't know what the holdup is. This is becoming more of standard practice instead of the exception. It's completely unacceptable way to run government.
Representative Zach Fields says the legislature passed the crime bill and that the holdup is due to a lie he says the governor told about that bill.
Actually, the House and Senate already have passed House Bill 49, the crime bill, which was one of the items on the special session agenda. I think it's important to note that legislation would have passed earlier if the governor hadn't directly misled the House about the bill that he was ultimately going to support. So, you know, him being dishonest about the bill he was going to support did delay the process.
And Representative Fields says the governor has made an untenable promise to the voters.
I think when you're looking at why are we delayed on the budget, there are a couple causes. Number one is a completely unrealistic promise by the governor to pay $3,000 PFDs, and he never came up with a straight way to fund it. So when you pair this impossible promise with legislators who actually do have to figure out how to pay for it, that's a tall order. And that really is the central thing that's very difficult to resolve in a budget. I think we are going to resolve it because people are serious about passing a balanced budget.
And Fields says the $3,000 PFD is just sheer fantasy.
What people characterize as a unicorn promise of a $3,000 PFD and fully funded government operations, that's a fantasy. And unfortunately, I'm putting that fantasy out there, has really gridlocked the budget process. So, yeah, I'm very disappointed pink slips are going to go out. We should not be putting state employees in that position. At the end of the day, the governor's going to have to start being honest with people about the reality of our fiscal situation. And he's going to have to start being honest with legislators.
Representative Andy Josephson says the special session brings out the slowness in legislators.
My first thought is that since I arrived here in 2013, I've been amazed at how frequently in every special session there is, rather than getting down in a dogged sort of determined way to the task at hand, there's a relaxation. And I can't quite explain it, fathom it, or describe it from the inside other than as I just have.
That's Representative Andy Josephson. Reporting for News of the North, I'm Greg Knight.